Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 to 15. The body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, "I'm not a part of the body because I'm not a hand," that does not make it any less a part of the body. Many people struggle in life because of an inferiority complex. They're inclined to spend their lives comparing their attributes and abilities with others and convincing themselves that they're no good. This is incredibly sad in any situation and deeply damaging within the church. Paul insists that every member of the church is absolutely vital, and so there's never any good reason for one part of the church to look down on another. He makes the point by laughing at the complete absurdity of a foot looking down on itself because it isn't a hand, or an ear looking down on itself because it isn't an eye. It's completely ridiculous. It's wrong to look down on our gifts, whatever they are, because God has deliberately given us particular gifts. Paul writes, "It's the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have." What God wants is for us to enjoy the gift he's given to us, recognizing that the church, the body of Christ, can only work because we're all different from one another. At times, all of us probably wish that other Christians were more like us. We get frustrated with the different temperaments, preferences, and outlooks of other Christians, and we dream of a world in which everybody sees things in the way in which we do. But we need to laugh at the absurdity of that, in just the same way as Paul laughed at the parts of the body that looked down on themselves. So let me ask you a question. What would you say to someone who was suffering with a spiritual inferiority complex? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the gifts that you've given to us. Help us to treasure them and never to look down on them. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. Well, God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.